ספר פסח עמוד 276.
Article and Yitro Herd. And Yitro heard. The Zohar asks, did Yitro hear and all the nations did not hear? After all, it is written, the nations will hear, be angry. However, Yitro heard and was broken, and all the nations heard and were not broken. Therefore, their hearing is not hearing. We should ask, why Yitro broke when he heard the tearing of the Red Sea and the war against Amalek? He saw two things here. One, on the part of the Creator said to Moshe, the Lord will fight for you and you will be silent. Concerning the war against Amalek, it is written, and Moshe said to Yahushua, choose us people and go fight against Amalek. Concerning Moshe, it is written, his hands were hands of faith until the sunset. We should say that when he went out from Egypt, they believed in the Creator. At that time, because of the faith, they did not need an awakening from below. Rather, the Creator told them that they must only continue to have faith, and the Creator will fight for you. The power of faith is to deliver him from all the troubles. This is so because faith is actually an awakening from below. As our sages said, everything is in the hands of heaven but the fear of heaven. Conversely, the war against Amalek, which is how he met you along the way, bringing heresy to the people of Israel, as they interpreted and attacked the stragglers at your rear, cutting the words and throwing them upward, casting words upward and saying, the commandments you commanded your people Israel, how has this helped them? This is how the book Siftei Chachamim interprets it. For this reason, the matter that depends on faith, which is the meaning of fear of heaven, and this is in the hands of men, this is why they had to fight.
It's not an article. It's he wrote something for himself. Next.
Next. The Exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah.
All of the articles from Rabash Volume 3, it's articles that he wrote down for himself to maybe develop something from it. It was like a notebook that a reminder for himself.
The Exodus from Egypt and the giving of the Torah. In the Exodus from Egypt, they received vessels of bestowal, which are vessels of chasadim, mercies. The tearing of the Red Sea was seeing, which are lights of chokhmah, received in vessels of reception. There it was through an awakening from above, as it is written, the Lord will fight for you, and you will be silent. But the reception of the Torah was by that awakening, by an awakening from below, when they said, we will do and we will hear. A miracle is called an awakening from above, whereas Torah is called, for it is not in heaven, since she comes by an awakening from below. Hence, this is sustainable. The Torah was not given to the ministers' angels, but only to people. It follows that people are a higher degree than the ministering angels, since an angel is a messenger, which is we will do, while the Torah is called we will hear. Let's read it again. In the Exodus from Egypt, they received vessels of bestowal, which are vessels of chasadim, mercies. The tearing of the Red Sea was seeing, which are lights of chokhmah, received in vessels of reception. There it was through an awakening from above. As it is written, the Lord will fight for you, and you will be silent. But the reception of the Torah was by that awakening, by an awakening from below, when they said, we will do and we will hear. A miracle is called an awakening from above, whereas Torah is called, for it is not in heaven, since she comes by an awakening from below. Hence, this is sustainable. The Torah was not given to the ministering angels, but only to people. It follows that people are a higher degree than the ministering angels, since an angel is a messenger, which is, we will do, while the Torah is called, we will hear.
Shailot.
Questions.
Ken.
Yes.
In this article, in the previous article, it says that there are two types of war, such that the Creator is fighting alone, and some wars a man has to fight.
When does a man have to fight? What does he fight about?
That's my question.
Man fights about the prayer in order to connect the deficiencies and cry out to the Creator. The rest is done by the upper force.
And what are the first type of wars that the Creator does by himself? When he says, the Lord will fight for you and you will be silent.
The Creator performs all the wars. He prepares the war, and He does the war, and He wins the war. Yeah, and He finishes it. It's all done by the Creator alone. Man only cries out, screams, laughs, asks, and so on.
So what does it mean, and you will be silent?
You need to fight against your disturbances in order to ask for the Creator. Your war is about demanding. Only in everything. Okay?
No.
It seems that in Egypt the Pharaoh and Egyptians received treatment for 7 days, and Amalek received treatment for 1 day. What's the difference?
I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
We have dealt with Pharaoh and the Egyptians for 7 days, and Amalek 1 day, and that's it.
Mister, where is it written here?
According to...
Not according to. Where is it written? If it's not written, don't bring it here. Okay? Yep.
What does it mean the lights of Chokhmah are received in vessels of reception?
When did you come here?
10 years ago.
10 years. What lights do we have? Two kinds, right?
Chasadim.
Chasadim and Chokhmah. Where do you receive the light of Chasadim?
In vessels of bestowal.
Vessels of bestowal. Where do you receive the light of Chokhmah?
That's it. How is it accepted, received in vessel of reception, the light of Chokhmah, if it is received?
I don't hear what you're saying.
It is called vessels of reception. Lights of Chokhmah are received in the vessels of reception?
Yeah, how could it be in any other vessel? The will to receive is where the light of Chokhmah is revealed. If it has the intention to bestow, the will to bestow is called the root, Aleph and Bet. That's where the light of Chasadim is revealed. Vessels of reception are called the vessels of Gimel and Dalet. That's where the light of Chokhmah is revealed.
Can I ask something else? In the previous article, and now, and many times, they mentioned the words Shamayim, heaven. What is it?
Shamayim, you have to see according to what we read.
Everything is in heaven's hands except for fear of heaven.
In general, Shamayim is Bina.
Yeah, what does it mean?
The quality of bestowal, faith, emunah. That's called Shamayim. Compared to Aretz, the earth, the vessels of reception.
Perhaps it's from childhood, but we always point up.
Say above. Yeah, that's right. Shamayim is above. The sky is above. Yeah. That's how we're built for now. Afterwards, you'll have a different kind of up and down. Okay. Okay. No questions? Yeah.
About a tense, can I ask?
Ask, I just, you see what kind of...
It confused me a little, so I'm trying to put things in order. When you say to worry about only those in the ten...
I committed to be in my ten, to build a vessel, to attain the Creator, in order to give Him a place, to give Him contentment. That's it. That is my soul. I have, except for that soul, I don't have anything. Through it, I can bestow upon creating a bigger vessels, but through them, because in spirituality, I don't work, but only through the ten. That is my working instrument. So what are you asking?
That's fine. Professionally, I'm not talking about connections, professional connections with other friends. That's clear to me. I'm asking if there are friends that even before I had my present 10, we used to look after each other in the morning.
From childhood? What?
No, I'm talking here, friends on the path. I'm with this 10 for 3 months. My present 10, I'm with them only 3 months. I have friends from before which we had relationship over 10 years, we're connected, and we always look after each other. So they're out of the picture right now.
And what are you concerned about one another?
I make sure that he woke up in the morning if I need to bring him to the lesson.
Except for your 10?
Yeah, we look after each other.
I don't know if you can do it, please, but it seems to me that, check, by that, are you not stealing something from your 10?
So it's clear to me that my main focus should be on my 10. I'm not going to connect elsewhere.
You are concerned about your 10 like your soul. And there, you prepare an encounter with the Creator, revelation of the Creator. That's it. Relate in such a way, and you'll get an answer.
Okay. And how should I relate to the rest of the group? Here we're a large group.
You need this general environment. That's the world. That's your world. Not the external world.
So how should I relate to them?
That you're willing to help in everything but through your 10. Through your 10. First of all, the 10. In your 10, you reach one spiritual unit. One. Now, through that, treat everyone else. Even the Creator, you can't relate to Him without a 10. Yeah?
That's clear. But caring for other friends at that moment stopped. This is how I understand things.
No, I have to be concerned to everything. We just went through Passover. How much did we work? We concerned about the general Kli and the work of Passover and so on. That has nothing to do with my connection with my 10. Doesn't have anything to do with it.
I understand that, but let's say on Passover we had lessons with less friends. If I see that my 10, everything is fine with them, we look after everyone, everyone are here, am I supposed to take care of other 10, or every 10 should take care of itself?
Maybe we have to be concerned to all the other 10s, but in an administrative way. But emotionally, I'm in my 10, and devoted to it as just like my soul. It's my soul. What else can I say here? Another 1,000 times?
I'm also a bit confused here. If I'm sitting here with friends around this table, it's not my 10. We're having a workshop, we connect. This connection between us, it's not regarded as a 10. We don't become a 10 for the time being.
Maybe, yes. Could be that, yes.
But then what?
It's temporary. It's not your real 10. Where did you commit that you are concerned about connection? Every moment you have a new 10?
That's what I thought, that every form of connection between friends is a 10.
And you feel that you're committed, that you're concerned about them, that they're standing in your heart?
No, but I got used to it. I don't know what to say.
What'd you get used to, that every moment you have something new? I can't tell you. I'm afraid that such temporary, that even I was speaking about it, that I'm afraid that such temporary forms will steal your attention that you should have to each and every 10.
Again, when I'm sitting here with friends and connect to them or any other form of connection, a meal or anything else, my mind, my concern, my thoughts are about my family, about my biological 10.
Those concerns are constant, serious concerns, yes. But again, I have nowhere to bring you examples from. I'm telling you, I've said it many times. We need to learn it upon ourselves, and afterwards we'll be able to speak about it from our experience and tell others. I don't know what to tell you. I said it doesn't matter where to sit. I still see that you are drawn to a constant 10. Also, I see for now that a constant 10 is still, it stabilizes a person, it organizes him, he gets accustomed to it. The friends are familiar. We are still connected in such a way. Enough of this. We'll speak about a few months from now, maybe half a year, a year, well, it'll be more clear. So, what are we? 64? What? Yeah. For now, in the Passover book, page 64.
What is the meaning of the Lord will fight for you and you will be silent?
If we depend or relate everything to the Creator, we have nothing else to do. That's our whole work. Our war is to connect ourselves in connection and a deficiency to the Creator, to raise man. That's the work only.
If I see that the friends around me are not corrected and I realize that all the corruptions are in me, my prayer for the Creator to correct me, so to see the virtue of my friends and not the fault, is it an egoistic prayer for myself?
Why egoistic? I want to see them corrected. Why is it egoistic?
because it concerns me.
No, the fact that I see them corrupted, so he who flaws does it in his own flaws. The fact that I'm asking the Creator to correct me so I can see them as great and righteous, that's not egoistic. I want to see them like that. I want to bow before them.
So to ask to be corrected or for the friends to be corrected?
Me. He who flaws does it in his own flaws. I said that.
Can a friend have two tens, a virtual ten and a physical ten?
He could have it in principle, but let him try. Be here, be there, till he finds. We have all kinds of forms of connection. I can't now determine and say that this is how it's supposed to be. We try to find this format, the correct format, and then we'll be able to teach others. For now, it all passes. We're going through it for the first time, and we have nobody to ask about it. We are the first. We are the first. New York.
Добрый день. Рав, все идет от Творца. Есть желания и мысли, которые...
Everything comes from the Creator.
...реализуются, а есть, которые нет. Вне зависимости...
There are thoughts and desires which are realized and some are not.
Наша цель — реализовать в этом мир или это только высший разум?
Our desire to reveal the Creator, the purpose is to realize it in this world or only above reason.
You will see your world and your life. Olamcha tireh b'chayecha. That's it.
New York is beseder.
New York is okay. Now, who's there? Peter.
Добрый вечер всем.
Good evening, everyone.
Добрый вечер всем. На самом деле сложно сформулированный вопрос, но здесь вопрос вот в чем.
Так, давай вопрос.
Пытаться работать именно вот методом веры выше знания, бороться, изыскивать этого Амалека в себе и с ним работать, то через некоторое время это не
просто... To try and find the Amalek within me in faith above reason, so after some time it's not only a feeling of elation, rather there's a feeling after some time that the friends are really great, and then envy awakens and so on. But also the feeling is awakened that it's not your work, meaning there's not your own exertion here. Everything is working fine. And then this element of faith above reason. It disappears. So what? To us... to be removed with the feeling from the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and then
I think you have to take out that element from you and you'll be okay. Stop philosophizing. What you just said is all so doesn't connect. I don't know how to say it. Doesn't work out. Keep going. It still needs to be clarified. For now, it's completely not realistic. That's above reason. This is this. This is that. All these things still aren't in you. And you want to already scrutinize about them. What else? That's it? Moscow.
It's a general question about the material, the study material. We read it, and I don't feel anything, and you added that what we're reading about now, about Amalek, is not for you, but it's on a higher degree. And perhaps the question is, we lose the inner focus here.
Amalek is felt after the Exodus, when a person overcomes to the vessels of bestowal, and then starts new, different kinds of wars, which are more exalted. And then Amalek comes. Yeah? Moscow.
Раф, такой вопрос по поводу зависти. Я молюсь за товарищей.
It's a question about envy. I pray for my friends so they will have the importance of the goal, so that they will be great, so that they will long for the Creator, connect. And I see them as great, and I'm happy for that. But I'm not envy. What? Is it a problem in me? How can I be envy of someone who received what you wished for him?
We need to awaken envy. It's not that you're awakening envy in yourself from somebody, but they are awakening envy in you. It's not that I'm just sitting and I start thinking about somebody and then I become envious. How can I take that? It's a deficiency. But they have to work on me in such a way that I'll feel envy. One friend tells me about a different friend. You know, I think he's already great and he's such and such. I start being envious. Envy doesn't come from me. It comes from an external source, from the friend. Or all the friends, that they are all working on one another. United Virtual Group.
Dear Rav, is it enough to ask the Creator to give the friends everything that is necessary, that through them it will be possible to reveal that abundance which is ready for them, for the entire creation? I couldn't hear the end.
Yes. In general, it's correct. Asia.
Who is that force called Yitro? He's not in Egypt. He also gave advice to Moshe about the tents.
I don't know who Jethro is. I don't know him. Also, Moses doesn't know him. Also, his father-in-law doesn't know him. I just know time will come and he will be revealed. And for now, I have nothing to ask about it. I'm only asking about my general work. When I'm advancing on the path, I have a road in front of me. I have to drive on that road. When I come to something, I know it. If I don't come there, I don't know it. So it's written on the map ahead that at one point I'm going to meet a Jethro there. Okay, when I get there, I'll know him. Okay? Good. Yeah.
The friends who came here for 2 weeks, who should they be concerned about? How should they spend their time here?
Don't understand.
We spoke about the tens right now, this scrutiny about the tens. Friends who came here for 2 weeks, who should they be concerned for? Who should they think of? Who should they invest in?
They need to be here in a ten that they enter. Just as we, if we come to a congress, let's say, so in the congress, there'll be tens. I'll be in Mexico soon, the United States, there'll be tens. So everywhere, whoever's in a ten, it should be a constant ten for the whole congress for 3 days, let's say. And then he is included in that ten all the way, with his head and his ears.
Ну, такая связь со своей десяткой, откуда ты приехал, все равно остается.
Кен. Бекользов. Кен Ариэль.
So still we have the connection maintained with the 10 I came from.
Yes, but now I'm just immersed here. This is my temporary vessel and I have to be devoted. Otherwise, how can I receive? I still, everywhere I am, if I'm included in the 10, I have to be in that 10. Otherwise, I'm disconnected from the Creator. Just understand that it's not a corporeal term. It's a spiritual term. It's like a connection. Walkie-talkie to the Creator. So what do I sit in the Congress or here that we were here for 2 weeks and I'll just be disconnected? I need to be united with the 10, which temporary, doesn't matter. It's a must. That's why I'm saying there's one sitting at a table. What's the benefit of that? He can join in. Then he's included in that walkie-talkie with the Creator. 9 of his friends are sleeping at home, and he comes alone here, and he's sitting alone. No benefit.
So to continue that, there is a question from York. What should a person do in York when he comes here and he knows that his 10 is not coming and he will stay and he will be alone?
So are there more 10s?
So that's his question.
So let him join a 10. He has to find that walkie-talkie. So there's a virtual group. There's something. A person can't be alone.
But if he knows that it's about to happen to him in advance,
I don't know if he doesn't have any 10 anywhere, so he connects.
So he's not missing the lesson. That's his question.
How could you miss out on a lesson?
He should come to the lesson in any case.
Yeah, he has to find a chevruta, a group. Either chevruta or death. A person shouldn't be alone.
Michael from Moscow is asking, how to draw the Creator to the war with against Amalek?
I don't want to speak about Amalek now. You are dreaming about such things. You have disturbances like babies. And you're speaking about such a big disturbance, Amalek. Specific disturbances. What are we reading? 64, please.
We're reading letter 56 by Baal HaSulam. Baal HaSulam, letter 56.
No. אנחנו בטור א' בדבר המתחיל, הנה רבים אומרים. טור א' למעלה.
Many say, who will see me good? And yet, few find it. And we should understand, where is this great obstacle which fails the many mercilessly? And I already showed you a few times about this famous law in famous books, that there is nothing given but only by merit, meaning through exertion, which is called everywhere an awakening from below, except which no influence from above will come, which is called an awakening from above. These laws and words are famous to all. However, their measure is not known, or they will not want to know, and because of that, there is a great structure of the Sitra Achra, which stands and makes it easy. For no exertion is required above human power. And in time of distress, he has a complete Torah from mouth of authors and books to show the mercifulness of his guidance with men who is not so meticulous. And he has thousand evidence for that in an instant moment, as written, the Creator does not complain to his creations, etc. And the sages have said about that, that the Torah is called Sam. Because if he was not rewarded, the Torah itself became the potion of death for him, because they study Torah from Sam, and they understand from him. And his words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart, and are always kept in the memory always, which they contemplate in day and night. God save us from him and those who follow him. What shall we do for those, and how can we reach out to them or slightly move them from their places when they are not at all ready for an awakening from below? I wish to say that even if we succeed with the Creator's help to draw upon them the greatest awakening of the body, to crave and covet Him, they will still not want or will not be able to, with that power of theirs, to give the measure of awakening from below that is needed for an awakening from above. This is something about which the Creator has never made allowances since days of old until this day and always, for He has given an unbreakable law. It is said about it in full measure, when you send her away, you connected with her. The Creator measures a person one portion at a time. It is also written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, referring also to our topic. The iniquity of the Amorite is the klipa that keeps and surrounds the fruit called awakening from above, or the land of Israel. That klipa will not move from its place even as a hair's breadth before Israel complement entirely the necessary measure of awakening from below, called merit, meaning the labor and exertion beyond human capacity. Anything that one can do is merely called work. It is still not considered labor. When Israel reached that point, they complement their amount, and then it is called the iniquity of the Amorite is full. In other words, it is evident that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, being the Shekhinah, do not belong to them. Then they break that klipa called Amorite and raise the Shekhinah from the dust, and not a moment sooner, as in the verse. This is the meaning of the explicit number 400 years, which shows the great precision in that matter, that there are no concessions here at all. As our sages said, the matter of skipping over the end, which was mandatory and obligatory for Israel, that skipping caused all the exiles to this day. It is also known that the general and particular are equal, that is, in each one from Israel concerning his soul, there is the matter of coming to the land, and all that is said concerning the whole of Israel, and that in this, in his awakening from below, there is that same number, 400 years, which is 400 of death and 400 of life. Our sages said that the meaning of 400 years of enslavement refers to the place in which he is permitted to pay back the measure of his labor precisely, for in that there is no concessions even as a hair's breadth. This is why our sages said, I did not labor and found, do not believe. And also, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, as well as he who wishes to live shall put himself to death, and many other likewise. In contrast, they said, I labored and did not find, do not believe, for they knew that wicked Sam, whose lore is in his hand, to show that it is possible to find the Creator's salvation without labor beyond human capability by which one is made to release one's grip on the awakening from below and is repelled each day into a great abyss. Afterward, when he returns and recognizes his falsehood and finds his faith in words of our sages that the lack of labor and awakening from below had lowered him to the netherworld, he therefore wishes to strengthen himself and dedicate himself to serving the Creator. He promptly returns to him with new heresy, that labor too does not help at all, because he, God forbid, does not hear the prayer of every mouth. That is, he has pre-prepared proofs to show that there are those who exert but do not find at all. This is why they warned, I labored and did not find, do not believe. Thus I have shown you the web in which the robbed souls that have no comfort are judged, meaning that mistake in interpreting the word labor. However, truthful is the verse, they who seek me shall find me. I still see much evil in the world, where those caught in the web of the Sitra Achra labor needlessly, which is only a depiction of punishment. That is, it does not join the count of 400 years whatsoever, and for this my heart aches more than anything. About such, a person should brace himself with prayer. May he grant that he will not labor in vain, for it requires great success in that matter. You should also know that the labor and exertion that appear in one's heart during the prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
Okay. You have something? What?
Understand that what is lacking in the work between us is devotion. What is it and how to come to that?
Devotion, well, how can I explain what that is? That I am in somebody else's desire and I want to fulfill that desire. That's called devotion. I devote myself to implement that alien desire. Yeah?
I heard that envy is a jump forward, but it is expressed in negative thoughts, lack of fulfillment, and it contradicts the spiritual work. How with envy can we learn how to love?
Envy is a huge fulfillment. It fills me with a huge deficiency. We have to understand that a deficiency is also a fulfillment. You have to pay for a deficiency. Deficiency, I have to invest a lot of forces in order to reach a deficiency. Because if I have that deficiency, the rest will go along.
But it brings me negative thoughts and lack of fulfillment.
So what? But from that you advance. Why is a feeling of a lack of fulfillment bringing negative feelings? Why?
Because envy brings negative thoughts.
Oh, so envy. I'm happy I'm envious. I'm happy I feel lack of fulfillment. We need to be happy that we have a deficiency. We have vessels, empty vessels. They push us, they draw us, they... What? To disregard something like that? Yeah.
Perhaps it is a negative envy. Is it also useful?
I don't know what negative is.
When I don't want someone to have something, I don't want to have it. I don't want to be like the other one. I don't want him to have it.
That's also good. At least I have something to repent on.
Who teaches us how to love? This is an opposite quality from us, and we need to acquire it from someone.
We don't know how to love. Love has nothing to do with our world. It's a big confusion. Love is only comes above the masach, the machsom. How can it be? Love means that I'm included in the other's vessels, and I fill those vessels. That's love.
So who's teaching me how to love?
The Creator.
What exactly do we have to remember from what Amalek did to us? What shouldn't we forget, and what cannot we cannot forget?
That we will be when we will be above the machsom, we will know Amalek. Now there is nothing to do. We are not in the desert yet.
I always encounter states where a friend betrays a 10, but he doesn't feel that he's betraying the 10. And it's killing me. What to do about it?
Pray for him. If he doesn't feel it, so there's no flaw here. It's not a tragedy, nothing. You have to reach a state that he'll feel it.
So what can I do about it?
Pray.
Tomorrow we start studying the lessons of the Congress. What is the degree you want to obtain in the preparation for the Congress and in the Congress itself?
The whole Congress is about connection. All these Congresses are organized in that way because that's what we have before us. In an obligated way. That's why that's what we need to do, to prepare ourselves for connection, each one in his vessel and his ten, because all in all, in the virtual corporeal kli, we will have a preparation from Mexico for now. Afterwards, in 10 days from now, let's say from tomorrow, we will start a preparation for New Jersey.
For the time being, that's it.
Yeah.
В десятке несколько товарищей договорились, чтобы играть для того, чтобы вызвать зависть у других.
In the 10, few friends decided that they're going to act towards each other in order to evoke envy in others.
Yeah.
Those with whom they evoke envy, of course, they profit from this. What do those friends who act profit in order to evoke envy in other friends?
They have to awaken the whole ten, that everybody acts. But gently, we have to see how we truly engage in it. How do we awaken? How do we feel the things? Here, delicacy, attention is needed from us. We have to learn it. But it's nice that people started. Yes, Eddie.
I want to refer to the last letter, sentence of the letter. Baal HaSulam writes, "You should also know that the matter of exertion which appears in one's heart while he prays is more liable and successful than the exertion, and it reaches its goal than any other matter in reality." Can you explain that?
Deficiency and prayer.
What does it mean, the exertion and labor which is revealed in one's heart during his prayer?
That he prays, that he wants to devote his deficiency to the Creator and receive an answer for his deficiency in order to advance towards Dvikut. That's the work, nothing more. All of the work towards the Creator is raising man. All of our spiritual work, all together, all the work of man in this world, it's all raising man.
We're saying that praying is a deficiency which is revealed in one's heart.
Towards the Creator.
Towards the Creator.
Man's heart is the center of society. Otherwise, it's an egoistic heart.
Is it something purposeful, something planned, or something that outbursts from the heart?
Bursts out of the heart isn't a prayer for the Creator. It's an egoistic prayer. What just bursts out of the heart? What do you mean? Prayer must be a result of connection between us in the center of the ten. From there you raise man to the Creator to a higher degree where you can truly reach that raising man, because we annul each one his ego. We connect together above each one's egoistic desire. We add our deficiencies to one another, and all the sum of all of our deficiencies that we want to raise to the Creator. It's not just a deficiency. We want to raise it to the Creator, and that the Creator will take it and format it, organize it, and give us the correct state for it, that we will be adhered to Him. That's called man. Meaning man is a very big formula of deficiencies, reshimot, that we raise to the Creator.
What is the most useful time for prayer? For raising man?
When it's painful. When it's painful and we think, we process it, and that's how we advance.
We usually say that the time of the lesson is the most useful time for praying, for raising man.
Also.
You say also, so...
Because we don't understand what man is. The Torah was given only to the eaters of man. What does that mean, to eat man? That means that we need to process our desire correctly. When we process that desire, when we raise it to the Creator, then in return we receive the Torah. The Torah was given to those who eat man. That's it. What does it mean, eat man? That this is their food. This is what we want. No more than that. We live off that deficiency.
There's a time of the lesson when we receive information from you, and there's the time of work, and during the day we have several meetings on Zoom.
I don't know. I don't think you have to get information from me. In the morning lesson, in the 2.5 hours, we want to establish a mutual deficiency that we raise it together towards the Creator. And not information. What will the information help you? You can study for 50 years. What are you going to get from that? We come here to unite our deficiencies and receive a spiritual advancement from that.
In the last 3 hours, let's say, I didn't feel that we have united our desires for so long. There were questions here and...
That depends on you. What, we have to constantly speak about it? No? We'll advance. Yes, Itzik, what?
We read in Bala Sulam's letter that it's a shame for those who exerted needlessly.
Yeah.
So how to know that I exert needlessly or not needlessly?
If you want to integrate with the friends and raise a deficiency with them to the Creator, that He, along with you, will unite you and fill you to have joy from you, that's all.
I'm trying to ask this. An exertion is always against the desire. If it's already an exertion, how can it be needlessly?
So what are you exerting for? To connect between you? What next? For what? It has to be a chain of commands until you reach implementation. Letter 13.
Baal HaSulam, letter 13.
בטור א' נתחיל פסקה ומה שכתבתי שתודיעני.
What, and we will start with what you wrote, letting me know. What you wrote, letting me know, the exile in Egypt, I wonder. It is common knowledge. They cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, and God knew. If there is no knowledge of the Creator in the exile, redemption is impossible. And knowing the exile is itself the reason for redemption. So how do you intend to let me know at the time of redemption? The truth will show its way, that one who regrets makes his regret known. He cannot withhold himself or hide. Indeed, I feel all of you together, that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends. As I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults. And if you cannot rise to heaven, then I have given you moves on earth. So why have you not added anything in that work? Besides the great remedy that lies within it, which I cannot interpret, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while, from the light of life. And I have already elaborated on that in all my letters to the friends. I also asked that each one will show his letter to his friend, and so should you. Test me from this day forth to understand and to hear me, at least with what you can do. For then, the Lord will open to you his good treasure. Tell that he should think for himself. What would he lose by corresponding with me? Why is he hiding himself from me? I do ask of him to make an effort to see the merits of the friends and not their faults at all, and connect in true love together until love will cover all crimes. Have him look in all the letters I sent to the friends so as to learn, and let him eat no more bread of idleness. Where are, and I have not heard a word from them so far. Do tell them to nevertheless hold on their friends' gowns and read their letters as much as they need. And do not forget that the first question is, did you expect salvation? If they expect salvation, can it be that they will say, is this the work that the Creator wants from them? And if he had to save the lives of one of them, of the friends, I would certainly toil and labor more than you, much less the life of the king, so to speak. Therefore, give much dowry and gifts to the king of the world, and you will be rewarded with the king's daughter, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of the eye.
Amavir banav, mavir banav, ben gizrei amsu. Amavir banav, mavir banav, ben gizrei amsu. Et rotfem, et sonnem, betum motiva. Et rotfem, et sonnem, betum motiva. Rau banav gurato, shifu veod lishmo. Rau banav gurato, shifu veod lishmo. Amavir banav, mavir banav, ben gizrei amsu. Mavir banav, mavir banav, ben gizrei amsu. Et rotfem, et sonnem, betum motiva. Et rotfem, et sonnem, betum motiva. Rau banav gurato, shifu veod lishmo. Rau banav gurato, shifu veod lishmo.
No,